self-existent.
他如果说不回答，现在不是重点。
He said, "I'm not going to answer. This is not the main point. Then let's not muddle the question."
魔鬼绝对不是自存。
Satan is for sure not self-existing.
这个问题不回答的话
，If you do not answer this question,
不能谈话了。
Then it's hard for us to talk, to converse.
因为你没有一个平台。
Because there is no common ground for us to discuss.
因为神观不一样。
Because your Godhead perspective is different than mine.
真耶稣教会，我们认为神是独一的至存。
So,
true Jesus, I am.
True Jesus Church, we believe in the I am who I am, that the God is the only one self-existing.
如果魔鬼是至存，
if God is, if Satan is self-existent,
我们的基础就不一样了。
Then we are starting completely different perspective.
那就不要谈了。
Then let's not talk anymore.
不谈不是说没有办法谈，而是不是说没有爱心，没有什么，因为谈不下去啊。因为你的基础点不一样啊。
This is not about whether I have love or not. This is just that we can't converse because we are two different foundations.
那谈下去只是吵架而已啊。
Because if you continue to converse or try to understand, then you just will go into arguments.
除非认为魔鬼自存的人在神面前悔改，相信魔鬼不是自存，这样才有办法谈。
Unless he who believes in that Satan is self-existent repents to God and once again reestablish the thinking that only God is self-existent, then we can talk.
So, 我们弟兄姊妹哈。
So, our brothers and sisters.
以后谈什么问题啊？回到最基本的神观问题。
If you have any questions, then ultimately you bring the questions back.
问神是魔鬼是不是自存？
You ask a question, is Satan self-existent?
他都说，哎呀，今天不是重点啊，不谈啊，这个是神的问题啊。
And he said, if this is not the question today, we'll avoid this question till later. This is not my main point.
其他的问题都不要再谈了。
Then you don't really need to talk about anything else.
为什么？
Why?
我们来看诗篇。
Let's look in Psalms.
这是我们上课之前，我们稍微谈一下哈。
Just a few points before we have our class. Psalms 11.
诗篇十一章。
Psalms 11.
我们看第三节。
Verse
3. 请念。
Verse 3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
今天早上我们一开始就讲哈。
This morning, we began by saying.
我们先默祷。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
阿门。
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们在这里继续我们的讲习。
Actually, let us formally begin our class in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We begin our class.
真耶稣教会有他立会的根基。
第立会。
就是这个教会会成立的，它的根基。
The foundation, the basic doctrines of this church.
这是最重要的。
This is the most important.
这个不是人情，或是说有修养没修养，这个
是
超越的。
Let's put aside all human emotions and feelings and relationships.
或是说这个人有资格，那个人没资格。
Or that this person is worthy, this person is not worth it.
这是真理问题，基础问题。
But it's talking about faith and to the basic doctrines.
基础坏了。
If your foundation is broken,
神观不对了。
If your Godhead is incorrect,
你认为魔鬼自存了。
If you believe Satan is self-existent,
这是基础败坏。
Then your foundation is destroyed.
你叫耶稣来也没用啊。
You call Jesus here as you still have no salvation. Why?
因为基础坏了。
Because your foundations are destroyed.
像犹大一样啊。
Just like Judas.
犹大到最后基础坏了。
Judas, in the end, his foundation was broken.
魔鬼进入他里面了。
And so Satan went into his heart.
主耶稣也说，朋友，要做的你就去做吧。
And so Jesus, in the end, said, "Friend, do what you need to do."
有人解释说，主耶稣 怎么样鼓励他去做。
Some people interpret and say, "Oh, Jesus here is encouraging him to go do it and betray him."
不是。
This is not the case.
耶稣很伤心的。
Jesus was very sorrowful at heart.
已经是一次、两次、三次。
Once, twice, three times, he tried to.
到最后是真理问题。
But in the end, his truth was deviated.
魔鬼进入了。
And so Satan went to his heart.
那就做吧。
And so he said, "Go and do it."
所以我们都要小心就是了。
And so we all need to be careful.
说不定哪一天是我。
Someday it may be me.
对不对？说不定是你啊。
Perhaps it may be you.
但是有一个绝对的标准。
But there is an absolute standard.
圣经。
The Bible.
圣经这样写。
The Bible writes this.
你就练了。
Then you just read it.
在创立世界以前，神在基督里拣选了我们。
That before the foundation of the world, that in Christ he has chosen us, simply as that, it's stated in the Bible.
你不相信，你要相信啊。
Even if you don't believe it yourself, but you have to believe it because that's how it's written. That's how it is.
神就是独一的至纯。
God is, I am who I am. He is self-existent.
所以在教会里面，如果有人有什么问题的话，
and so if anyone have question in the church,
你如果当然这是跟经验有关系啊。
Of course, this also matters to one's experience.
你如果一听，
if you hear it,
晓得这个人他相信魔鬼自存，
but you know that this person believes that Satan is self-existent.
再继续问的话，不要跟他谈了。不是说谈输他，而是什么样没有用？为什么他一直在乱呢？
It's not a matter of whether to continue the debate and to see who will win the debate because it's no use because it'll continue to be more and more confusing.
因为是根基败坏。
Because the foundations are destroyed.
神观败坏。
The Godhead principle is destroyed.
这不是说，你们当神啊。你们那么强势啊？不是啦。
It's not to say, oh, you are God, and you are so forceful.
这是真理问题。
No, this is a matter of truth.
好，我们继续哈。
Let's continue our study.
所以有一些问题是不用谈的。
And so some questions you don't even need to spend the time to debate.
除非我们有共同的基础。
Unless our foundations is the same.
所以每个人一样，我们这个问题开放，但是如果我知道你认为魔鬼自存，我就不跟你谈了。为什么？因为没有用啊。
So I
open, 越谈越乱。
I opened the seminar for open discussion, but if I know that you believe inside yourself that Satan is self-existent, I'm not going to spend the time to debate or to even discuss with you at this time.
好，那现在我们的神观，刚刚我们谈到哪里？还记得吗？
Where do we left off on the Godhead?We
在神学院这叫考学生，他有上课，有没有认真？那个讲的人知道啊，怎么？
以佛所书第四章第六节，你
啊
，in all through all，
对不对？我们讲神的三的特性。
We talk about the three natures of God。
所以神有他的 essence。
So we talk about God's essence. He is spirit.
他的存在是。自由拥有
His existence that he is the only one self-existing
绝对不可以让魔鬼插进来
You cannot let Satan claim this as his own
这个你们以为说哎呀没有关系啦
You may think this is no mind this is the minor thing it's no matter
当然你不是相信如果你真的相信的话你已经是进到这个漩涡里面
But if you do believe in it you have fallen into this trap
那所以你看在这里因为人犯罪了
Now so if we look at a diagram here man have sinned against God
这是亚当、哦、
And so in the beginning was Adam
亚当是儿子啊
And Adam was the son
亚当是神的儿子
Adam was the son of God
但是亚当的儿子是什么是人的儿子，对不对？
And who is the son of Adam? They are the son of man.
对不对？在圣经里面，神也叫人说 son of man 哦。
When God called out to people in the Bible, he also said son of man.
被神讲最多的是谁？
And who did God call this the most?
以西结。
Ezekiel.
你看以西结书哈。
If you look into the book of Ezekiel,
神就叫那个以西结说：“人子啊，人子啊。”
It says, "Son of man, son of man."
其实我们每个都是人子啊。
Actually, we are all son of man.
亚当之后，每个人都是人子。
Because after the fall of Adam, every one of us, after Adam, we are all son of man.
都是人生的。
Because we are born of flesh.
人生的儿子就是人子嘛。
And so, because we are born in this physical world, in this flesh, we are all son of man.
你看路加福音第三章哈。
Let's look into Luke chapter 3.
用推上去的。
If you,
家谱推上去
if you push back the genealogy upwards,
推到最后呢
if you continue on,
亚当是神的儿子
it says that Adam is the son of God.
所以第一个在人间看得到的人间的第一个神的儿子是谁
And so the first son of God in the human realm is who?
亚当
is Adam.
第一个人子呢
And who is the first son of man?
是该隐
is Cain.
该隐是亚当生的儿子。
Cain was
该隐亚伯都是人子啊。
Cain and Abel were the son of Adam, sons of Adam.
好，那我们刚刚讲到我们呢
？And so we talked about what about ourselves?
我们每个都是人子啦。
Every single one of us are sons of man.
如果你不是人子，难道你是那个孙悟空啊
？If you are not sons of man, are you sons of monkeys?
孙悟空不是人生的，是什么石头蹦出来的
the Chinese parable of a super monkey kind of guy, and he's a fable that's invented.
每个人一定有爸爸。
Everyone has a father.
所以父跟子其实是互相关系的。
And so father and son have this relationship.
没有一个人说我是父亲，但是没有孩子。
No one would say that I am a father, but I have no sons or no children.
儿子一定有爸爸。
If you have children, then you are a father.
如果你是爸爸，一定有儿子。
If you have a title of a father, then you must have children. You must have sons and daughters.
父子是相对的。
And so this father will not exist without that of a son. Same thing as a son will not exist without a father.
所以在救赎的计划里面。
And so in this dissipation of salvation,
神，你看哦，神成为肉身。
That God came down as manifest as flesh.
为什么要成为肉身呢
Why does he need to come down as flesh?
因为希伯来书刚刚我们念到的第二章第几节啊
Because Hebrews chapter 2, as we have just read.
第六节就是最后面那里第七节
Chapter 2,
十四节
verse
14. 十四二对。就是希伯来书二章十四节
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14
因为是儿子啊
Because of children
儿子有血肉之体
Because children have partaken of the flesh and blood
所以神自己成为什么儿子
So he himself became a son
如果你问我说那神自己成为自己的儿子啊。
Now, if you ask me, so God himself became the son of his own self.
是不是这样?
Is that the case?
那不是要怎么样呢?
And what if it's not? Then what are you going to do about it?
这当中有一个关键点。
And so here, there's a perspective.
因为神太爱我们。
Because God loved us so much.
所以他自己来了。
So he himself came to this world.
经过一个手术。
He went through
a process. 他是被人生出来哦。
That he was born onto a human world.
他谁生他
？Who gave him birth?
玛利亚。
Mary.
玛利亚生，天使跟玛利亚说：“你要生一个儿子，对不对
？”Remember, angel appeared to Mary and said that you will bear a son.
路加福音第一章
，Luke chapter 1,
三十五节之后
35.
所以。耶稣的肉身是玛利亚生的。
And so the physical body of Jesus was given birth by his mother Mary.
玛利亚生他的肉体的身体。
So Mary gave birth in terms of his body.
但是这个生，这个不是用人间的生哦，是圣灵怀孕。这那个马太福音一章十八节以下。
But this pregnancy was not conceived through a man. It was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵怀孕。
The Bible says the Holy Spirit conceived Mary.
所以这个是奥秘啊。
So this itself is a mystery.
所以神的奥秘在基督。
And so God's mystery is in Jesus Christ.
所以奥秘的话就是你很难去头脑理解。
What we say by mystery is that something that we cannot comprehend or come to fully understand.
你只能接受。
You can only merely accept it.
接受什么呢？
What to accept?
神是灵。
That God is spirit.
灵他成为肉身。
That he manifests in the flesh.
怎么成法？
And how does he go through that process?
这个过程哦。
What is that process?
灵。
Spirit.
然后呢？
And then?
这是玛利亚哦。
Here's Mary.
她圣灵应庇她。
So Holy Spirit came upon her and conceived her.
她就生出一个儿子。
And she gave birth to a son.
哦。圣经是这样写的。
This is how the Bible tells us.
这是从肉身来讲。
And this is from a physical explanation of flesh.
所以耶稣成为我们的老兄。
And so we could say Lord Jesus is our big brother, the first son, the first son.
是从这个路来讲的。
It is coming from this kind of process.
从玛利亚生儿子。
Birth from that of Mary giving birth to a son.
所以耶稣也是被妇人生的。
And so Jesus was born out of a woman.
那另外一个路呢？
And what is the other path?
另外一个那个层面呢？
What is the other perspective?
就是神在肉身显现，这个好像直接就来了，对不对？
Is that God manifest in the flesh? It seems as though it's very direct revelation.
所以你看耶稣的时候，
so when you look at Jesus,
两条路啊，
there are two paths.
首先要先要分开。
First, we must be able to distinguish.
一方面他是神。
One is that he is God.
万物也是借着他造的。万物也是借着他造的。
Is the whole universe was created through him.
主就是灵。
And God is the Lord is spirit.
那另一个路呢？
And what is the other path?
这是救赎的路。
Is the path of salvation.
为了救我们。
In order to save us.
所以他成为跟我跟你一样的人。
He came to us just like you and me.
耶稣也会口渴。
Jesus can thirst.
耶稣也会哭啊。
Jesus can cry.
耶稣哭应该有泪腺，也会流眼泪。如果他除非他那个泪腺干掉啊。
And Jesus has
就是像人一样啊。
Tear ducts, so he'll weep and he'll cry.
但这两个要合起来。
And these two paths, you are to merge it together.
这就奥秘啊。
And this itself is a mystery.
那你问我怎么合啊？
And you ask me in detail,
自己读圣经啊。
What is the process of combining these two?
Then you only you can. 耶稣是神。
But we only understand that the Bible says that Jesus is God.
耶稣是人。
That Jesus is man.
是不一样的,
These are two different, but they are also the same.
但是最原始是一样的。
But initially, they are the same. Here.
他是灵, 他是神。
He is God, and he is spirit.
所以在这个过程当中,
So in this whole process,
就是所谓的救赎计划,
is about the plan of salvation.
救赎经纶里面神就道成成为孩子了。
In the dissipation of salvation, that God came to this world like as a child.
来，我们来看旧约的预言哦。
Let's look into the prophecy of the Old Testament.
我们来看那个以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书这个非常我们一直在念的有名的啊。我们看。以赛亚书第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9.
第九章哦。
Chapter 9.
我们看第六节。
Verse
6. 来，我们念一下。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这一堆的名词把它集起来。
All these names combined.
这都是讲耶稣嘛。
All this refer to Jesus Christ.
如果你把它放在同一个平面上来看的话。
So if you put this all in the same level.
这 是天大的什么矛盾，会不会
？This is a very big dilemma.
哎，对。哦，你英文太好。来，这里说有一婴孩为我们而生。
You say for us a child is born.
我昨天来后，感觉这个教会很有活力啊。
When I came yesterday, I realized this church has very alive, vivid. It has a lot of hope.
有小孩才有希望。
Because when you have children, you have hope.
年纪大的是根基啊。
根基。
根基是 foundation.
When you are older, you have the foundation.
老比较年纪长的，年长的哈。
Those who are older are the foundation.
如果只是这个教会就是一大片根基啊。
So if this whole church is just a set of foundation,
你久了你也没有生气啊，因为你这个根基会慢慢怎么样沉淀下来嘛。
But over time,
老的就过去了。
This foundation will settle into the earth gradually, and the old will pass.
你要中的。
So you need the middle.
要小孩。
You need children.
对不对？
Right?
才有希望。
Then you have future hope.
感谢神哦。
So I thank God.
好。这婴孩哦。
So here about infant.
一个小朋友，不是小孩和婴孩，为我们生了。
So unto us a child is born.
他是被生的哦。
And he was born.
好，再起被生哦，是不是
？He is born. So it is a process. He's actually born.
好，有一子赐给我们。
And unto us a son is given.
哎，婴孩，但是他是子啊。
Here he's a child, but then right here say unto us a son is given.
啊。那在接下来，他政权必担当在他的肩头上。
And then following that, it said the government will be upon his shoulder.
哦，这个都人间可以想象了。他以后要当王了，他以后要哦有作为了。
So when you read this verse, you initially would think that okay, this person is going to be a king. He's going to be a great official in the government.
接下来再讲他的名。
And then it described about his name.
他的名是什么
？What is his name?
奇妙。
Wonderful.
哎，是很奇妙的。
That's wonderful.
再来呢
？And then，
测试
，Counselor。
再来呢
？What next？
全能的神
，Mighty God。
这个小孩是神呢
？This child is God。
这个婴孩是神呢、啊、
？This infant is God。
人间绝对不会说哦，我生了一个神。
No one in this world would say I gave birth to a son, to God.
超过了人的思考方式。
This is already beyond our understanding。
好，不只是神哦。
Not only God,
他是全能的神。
He is an almighty God.
什么都会啊。
He knows how to do everything.
你会想说，拜托，他也是喝奶嘴长大的。
But you would think to yourself,
喝奶瓶或是喝奶长大的。
This child is born and he goes through the process of drinking breast milk or bottle feed.
对啊，怎么会是全能的神呢？
How can he be the mighty God?
他什么都不会啊，要跟他换尿片啊。
I still need to change him diapers. Why, how can he be mighty God?
好，再来呢？他是永在的父。
He is the everlasting father.
父就已经太过分了。
And then father is even more extreme.
是永在的。
An everlasting father.
你那两个孩子是不是你生了一个永在的父啊？
不是。
如果生永在的父，你要叫他爸爸，是不是？
So, yeah, my two children are definitely not everlasting father.
你这个不是让你很 confusing 吗？会不会
？So here, if you look at this verse, it's actually very confusing.
在旧约里面，神已经讲好了。
But in the Old Testament, God already manifests this.
好，最后还可以比较接受的，就是和平的君。
And then the last one is the Prince of Peace, which we can accept.
你这里只能接受。
Over here, this verse, Prince, you can simply accept it.
你用什么逻辑？用什么这个逻辑？应该就是在时空里面的。
If you try to use reasoning and human logic within the confines of time and space,
超越的就没有办法了。
But this is beyond time that understanding.
哎，所以有人以前呢哈，有一个就是有一种讲道题目说天国数学，有没有听过？
There was a topic once to say heavenly mathematics.
就那个天国数学就是不是人间的数学就是了
meaning that it is not the math according to our human education.
比如说十分之一就是等于什么
It's like 10% is equal to what?
你现世人之一，天上就要开窗户要卸下来。
According to the Bible，
这不是天。那五加二等于多少？
If you for heavenly mathematics, if you look,
五千人吃饱嘛，等于五千嘛，这是。
Five fish, five loaves and two. If you five plus two, what does that amount to? Actually, thousands, because you can feed the thousands of people. And tenth of a tai is open the windows of heaven. This is heavenly mathematics.
还有类似这样子的。
Some things of such examples in the Bible.
所以这个是因为有另一个层面的属灵的一个介入。
Because there is another involvement of the spiritual realm.
所以在神的救赎里面，
so in this salvation of God,
为了人呢，
for the sake of mankind,
所以神差他的儿子到人间，
so God sent his son into man,
这个是在时空里面发生的，
this happened under time and space,
发生在这里，
and it happens here,
在蓝色，
under this blue box,
但是神在红色这个层面是他的计划。
But under the red box, God is fulfilling His plan of salvation.
但是这个也是神本身，的存在。
But this is also encompassed under the existence and the essence of God.
所以我们教会对神观是认识最清楚。
And so our church's doctrine on one true God is most clear to understand.
所以我们不再讲说是独一神里面有什么父子圣灵哈？
So that's why we don't say.
我们不会这样讲的。
We don't talk about our church. We have the one in God. There is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three persons.
三位一体，他们是讲父生子。
So in the Trinity, it says that the Father gave birth to the Son.
是永远生出。
永远生出。
永远就是 forever， 就是在那个就是。在创立世界以前呢、
Before that of creation, that he was given birth.
父永远生出子。
That this father forever gave birth to the son.
也就是说，在独一神里面，神就生神了。
That is to say, Trinity is that concept of within this one true God that God gave birth to God.
那我们跟他不一样在哪里？
And so what is our difference there?
我们独一神是神是灵。
But our God, our belief is our God is spirit.
是独一的自存。
He is self-existing.
但是因为要救他救赎计划的儿子。
But in order to fulfill his salvation plan upon his son,
所以神自己成为儿子。
That he himself came down as son.
成为肉身。
As a person.
神灵、
He is spirit.
那个在玛利亚身上。
But he came through
圣灵、
Mary.
怀孕生子。
Conceived through the Holy Spirit, gave birth to an actual person.
所以这里的父跟子、
So here, the father and the son
是在救赎里面。
Is within the confines of salvation.
不是在那个神的永恒里面。
It is not in the timeline of the eternity of God.
所以我们看这个以赛亚书也一样。
And so if we look at Isaiah,
这个婴孩就是永生的父。
This babe, this child is the everlasting father.
因为这个是在救赎里面。
Because this is within the boundary of salvation.
在永恒之上呢？
But above this,
神是灵啊。
When God is spirit,
那有父跟子的区别
，that there is that distinction between the father and the son，
是因为救赎的关系
，is under the boundary of salvation。
所以既然有父跟子的区别
，and so if there is that relation of father and son，
所以圣经里面像耶稣的祷告，对不对
？Such as in the Bible when it records how Lord Jesus pray，
耶稣祷告是真祷告假祷告
？And so is Jesus' prayer genuine or is it a pretense？
耶稣祷告是真的。
His prayer is genuine.
因为他在祷告的时候是以人子被生下来的，跟我们一样，他是我们老大哥啊。
Because when he prays, he is as the identity of a son of man, as the firstborn of our brethren. So as our big brother, he is praying, just like us.
他是以人子的身份，人子的那个 他的状况 status 来祷告。
He is praying in the status as a son of man.
所以他也需要天使，有没有？他进食完之后，天使或是他在克西马尼园祷告，那真祷告，天使的加添他力量。
And so that's why when he pray, there are minister angels that need to come and actually minister to him and actually give him strength.
哦，所以这是所谓的神官里面的。父跟子的关系。
And so this is in Godhead, the relationship between the Father and the Son.
也就是以救赎里面的父子来讲的。
And that is to be explained in the salvation plan about the Father and the Son.
这样可以吗？
Is that clear?
大家对这个有没有什么问题啊？
Any question pertaining to this?
对我们这个还可以吗？可以哈。
It's okay.
那我们跟三位一体不一样的在哪里？
And so,
我已经讲过很多次了。
We have mentioned multiple times what our differences with Trinity.
我们是认为神是独一的。
We believe that God is one.
神是灵。
And He is spirit.
神是自由的
and he is self-existent.
他是超越的
and he is above all.
好，为了救他的儿子亚当
in order to save his son Adam,
神道成肉身
that God manifest in flesh,
成为人子
and he became the son of man,
就是耶稣
and that is Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣这个名字
and so Jesus' name
是天父的名字
is the name of the Father.
赐给子的名字
it is a name given to his son.
所以耶稣这个名字是父的名字，也是子的名字。
And so Jesus' name is actually the Father's name, also the name of the Son.
那父子其实五旬节之后就成为就降到我们身上的，就用应许圣灵的这个形式降到我们身上。
After the Pentecost, then this Father and Son is now coming manifest to us in that status of the Holy Spirit.
那应许的圣灵是什么呢？
And what is that promise, Holy Spirit? What is that?
就是父
And that is
和子
That is that of the Father and that of the Son.
那这个我们看那个约翰福音
This you can refer to John.
约翰福音
John.
我们看第十四章。
John chapter 14.
十六节以下是在讲保惠师。
Verse 16. Talks about the helper.
好，那这个保惠师就是第十七，就是真理的圣灵。
And here it says that in verse 17 is the spirit of truth.
所以末后的日子
So in the end days,
这是一个很悲哀的时代。
This is also a very tragic generation.
我们一般在那个使徒时代的开始是没有的。
Actually, in the time of the apostle, beginning of the apostle, this did not happen.
但是到了使徒的末期的时候
But then when we come to the end of the times
我们来看约翰一书
Let's turn to 1 John
这是很悲哀
It is a very sad thing
第四章第一节
1 John chapter 4 verse 1
好这是约翰跟当时的人所讲的
Here is what the Apostle John said to the members at the time.
他说亲爱的弟兄啊
He said, Beloved,
一切的灵啊
Do not believe every spirit.
不是你说我有灵感动
Do not say that, oh, I am moved by the spirit.
这个灵不一定是从神来的
The spirit may not come from God.
有时候这个是你自己的心自己的情绪，你把它当成一个圣灵的感动。
That is your own feeling, your own emotions that you interpret that as the spirit of God.
教会在初期的时候很少遇到这样子嘛。
And the church began.
就是其实那个使徒时代。
During the time of the apostles, we don't really see incidents in which they have this problem.
但是到约翰时代就 人家说哇你什么灵感动啊什么，你就这个很悲哀，就不可多信，你就 要试验一下。
Toward the end of John's life, toward the end of the apostolic times, at this time we can see that there are members in which say, oh, this spirit, that, the spirit, and that, and so he wrote this.
这就混乱了。
And so it began to create chaos.
你先生早上六点出门去上班。
Your husband, early in the morning, 6 o'clock, goes to work.
因为工作太多了。
Because he has too much work.
晚上十二点回来。
He comes home 12 midnight.
正常的话你不会去 他一进门你不会先看看试验一下是不是我先生，一般啦，正常。
Normally, when he comes to the door, you will not be testing him to see if this person is actually your husband.
如果你要每次先生回来你都要试验一下是不是我先生，我看这个
If every time he comes to the door,
这个家应该是很痛苦的。
If you, every time he comes to the door, you have to test whether or not he is your husband, then this family life is very troublesome.
有没有人有过这样的经验？
Has anyone have such kind of experience?
有没有？
Anyone?
这个可以私下沟通一下。
We can talk about this under the table.
嗯，这个试验那些是不是出于神？不是。
And so you need to do not believe every spirit and to test the spirit whether they are of God.
我们看第六节哈。
Look at verse 6.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God. We come to know God.We are of God.
认识神的就听从我们。
He who knows God hears us.
这句话每个人都会讲。
Anyone can say this.
对，看你站在哪里。
It depends on where you stand.
对，恶的人说你站在我这里，你就对了。
And of course, those who are evil, they say, you stand on my side, then you are correct.
好，这边当然我们看圣经是。约翰这边是绝对对的嘛，对不对？
But of course, when we read John here, of course, John is right because
不听他的就错了。
You say if you do not listen to John here, then you are wrong.
不属神的就不听从我们。
And so he who is not of God does not hear us.
为什么呢？
Why?
从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵了。
He said, by this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
你在谈什么道理哈？就是谈这个谈那个谈这个人好品质坏品质有爱心没爱心是不是有资格当传道，这个都先放在一边，真理对不对啊？
When you discuss something you say whether or not this person has love, he does not have love, is he worthy to be called a pastor, he's not, or whatever it is, let's put all that aside, let's talk about truth first.
真理错了。
If your truth is error,
你再大的爱心,
no matter how much love you have,
你的灵是谬妄的灵,
your spirit is one that is not prosperous.
因为如果你是顺服真理,
because if your spirit is, if you submit to the spirit of truth,
你真的应许的圣灵保惠是在你里面,
the promised Holy Spirit is within you,
你也顺服,
and then you will submit,
你一定会顺从真理。
Then you will submit to the truth.
所以真理就是圣经的话了。
Because truth is that of the Bible, the words of the Bible.
不是你讲我讲我解释你解释啊。
It's not how you explain the Bible or how I explain the Bible.
所以这个灵的问题啊。
So this is of the spirit.
从妄谬的灵会生出妄谬的道理。
妄谬，
妄谬这里是什么？谬妄的 spirit of 什么东西？
啊，so spirit of error will.
Spirit of
error. Yeah.
那就不能再谈了。
The spirit there, it's hard. We can't even discuss.
好，所以这里告诉我们哈。
And so here it tells us.
再看约翰福音。
John.
这个圣灵是真理的圣灵。
To go back to the Gospel of John. This is the spirit of truth.
要带领我们进到真理里面。
Is to lead us into the truth.
啊，那我们看第五二十一节。约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14, verse 25. 二十五节。
二十一节。
Verse 21.
十四章，对不起，十四章二十一节。
Chapter 14, verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
好，二十二节。
22.Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?
这里用显现，
Here it says, use the word manifest.
好像神在肉身显现一样。
Just as God manifest in flesh.
那现在呢？那个什么，主耶稣说，父要跟他们显现。
And because here, God, Jesus said to him that the Father will manifest himself to him.
是给门徒哈。
To the disciples.
那我们再看啊，这犹大就要问了哈，说为什么像我们不像世人呢？大家公平啊。
And so Judas kind of asked him, "Well, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?"
我们看23节。
Let's look into verse 23.
好,
Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
Okay. 耶稣说啊，人如果爱我,
If anyone loves me,
那就必遵守我的道,
then he will keep my word.
爱跟道理是跟主的话是连在一起的。
Love and the word of God is combined.
然后呢我父也必爱他。
And then my father will love him.
说爱的中心是道理啊。
And so the center of love is around that of the word.
啊，这些是呢，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
And we will come to him and make our home with him.
这就是讲着以后要降圣灵。
And this is referring to in the future when the Holy Spirit descends. When the promised Holy Spirit comes.
就是应许的圣灵。
And that is the promised Holy Spirit.
应许的圣灵要跟门徒同住到，就是跟现在一样跟我们同住。
And so that promised Holy Spirit will be indwelling with the disciples and within us.
那这里讲是什么呢？是我们。
And so here refers to our.
我们是谁？
Who is our?
就是上面的父跟子，对不对？父跟耶稣了。
And that is the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ.
所谓的人子耶稣。
The Son of Man, Jesus.
所以以后跟门徒同在的圣灵就是父，也是子，对不对？
And so in the future,
用这里来看的话，
the promised Holy Spirit indwelling in the disciples is the abidance of actually the Father and the Son of Man, Jesus.
那跟这个是一样的。
And so the concept is consistent.
神是灵，
God is spirit.
主是灵，
Lord is spirit.
然后呢，道神称肉身，
and then the word came unto flesh.
这个子也是灵，
and this son is a spirit.
从最大的来讲的话，
so from a higher, broader perspective, God is spirit.
好，五旬节之后，
and then after the day of Pentecost,
神要跟他们同在，
then God will abide with them.
对不对？在救赎里面。
And in that plan of salvation,
父的灵就是父就是子啊。
The Father is a spirit, is spirit, and He is the Son.
他们是圣灵啊。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
所以在这个如果不分细的话，有时候头脑搅在一起，这个一样，有的只能接受了。接受就是父就婴孩生下来，有就是子，子又是什么？
Just as we just
Everlasting
read
Father,
the verse in Isaiah that a child is born, he is also the Son, but he is also the Everlasting Father.
为什么会这样子呢？
So why this?
因为是救赎的关系。
Because it's because of the relation with the salvation.
我们用一个比喻哈。
Let's use a parable.
我上个礼拜在上个礼拜在韩国。
Last week I was in Korea.
韩国人也跟中国人一样啊，那个有一个祖母喂小孩啊。
And there was a grandmother that was feeding her grandchild.
你如果你只是听声音哈，听声音不。
If you just listen to the voice,
那个祖母的声音就像那个小孩的声音。
The tone and the voice of that grandmother is the same as that of the child. Using baby talk.
祖母跟那个什么。孙一样。
It's basically indistinguishable.
为了什么？
For what purpose?
为了要喂他那一碗饭啊。
In order to feed that baby that spoonful of food.
这就是那个腓立比书所讲的。
And this is what is stated in the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
三章。对不起，第二章。
Chapter 2.
这个我们很熟，也是很熟的。我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
从第六节了。
Let's actually start from verse
6. 6, 7,
8. 6, 7, and 8.
Who? 这讲主耶稣吗？
This is talking about Jesus. Who?
他本有神的形象。
Who, being in the form of God.
其实他是跟神同等的，他是神啊。
He is God, so he is the same level as God.
但是他不以自己与神同等。
But being in the form of God, do not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
第七节。
7.
一个过程叫虚己。
And so there's a process. He needs to take the form.
不是，反倒虚己，把自己虚己，然后取了奴仆的形象。
So he made himself of no reputation, take the form of a bondservant.
成为人的样子。
And coming in the likeness of man.
这个是一个很大的，我有讲过，这个是神的奥秘在基督啊。
And this is the mystery of God in Lord Jesus.
好，所以我们真耶稣教会。
And so, true Jesus Church,
我们相信神有一个救赎， we, 为了救赎，我们洗礼有一个独一的名啊，神的名。
We say that in baptism we have redemption, that we believe in this one God.
就是耶稣。
And that is through Jesus Christ.
那神就是独一的神。
And God is the one and only, the true God.
那神有个独一的名啊。
And so God Himself is one, is of one.
那我们来看第撒迦利亚书十四章。
Let's look at Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书十四章。
Zechariah chapter 14.
第九节。
Verse
9. 撒迦利亚书十四章九节。
Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9.Verse 9, And the Lord shall be king over all the earth, in that day it shall be, the Lord is one, and his name one.
Okay, 神是一，独一。
The Lord is one.
神的名是独一。
His name is one.
这就是我们在救赎里面所看到的神的独一的神。
And so this is what we see in the plan of salvation of God, this oneness of God.
还有吗？就是比较简单，就是这样讲。
So more simply, this is the more simple explanation.
所以我们超过了所谓三位一体。
And so we have went beyond that issue of Trinity.
我们也不是这个，就是所谓的撒波流主义哈 ，Sabellianism, Sabellius.
So we are not also in that of the thoughts of.
有一个人叫 Sabellius， 他最后他
，There was a person by the name of Sabellius. Yeah, he created that thought.
就是说，神直接是在旧约是分开的哈，分三段。
He categorizes God into three stages in history.
这个你没有办法解释那个耶稣受洗的时候。
If you use this concept, then you cannot explain when Jesus was getting baptized.
他的讲法是说，父就是等于子，这是等于的，在救赎里面不等的。
所以
不等就是救赎的，他的显现的，他的工作是不能说等啊。
Saying their functions are not the is not the same.
对。在譬如说在约翰福音里面父有父的工作
for example in John the father has his work
父差子
God, the father sent the son
子听父
and so the son listened to the father
但是这个父子的关系是在救赎不是在神观里面
but this,
是神的永存里面 this, 是为了救人才称为这个子
This function only exists under our belief in the salvation plan. It's not in terms of the essence or in the spiritual realm of God.
也就是腓立比书二章有没有我们看过的是道成肉身之后虚己之后的工作。
And that is what was described the work written in the Philippians chapter 2.
所以神是独一的。
So God is one.
神有一个唯一的名，
and he has one name，
就是耶稣，
and that is Lord Jesus。
耶稣这个名，
Jesus' name，
包含了父子圣灵，
includes that of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit。
所以我们在讲耶稣，上是父也是子也是什么圣灵。
So when you talk about Jesus, it's encompassing both, referring to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这个道理我们很熟嘛，哈。
We all know this teaching.
这个是约翰福音第十七章第六节。
This is recorded in John chapter 17, verse 6.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
还有最后一节。
And the last verse.
就是讲这个子这个名字是父赐给子的父的名。
And that is stating basically that the son's name was given by the father of the, which is the name of the father.
就是说爸爸把这个名字给儿子了。
Basically the father gave the son this name.
儿子若John的话爸爸也John嘛，是不是？
Basically if the son's name is John, the father's name is John.
美国人这边有时候也是这样子。
In America,
George 就是一样嘛。George 不，哎，是不是？啊，不是，不是，谁一样？
哪一个？
我不知道，你们美国有没有人两个名字一样，父跟子都一样名字
？George Bush。
George 哈，两个都是 George， 是不是
？Like President George Bush, both the father and the son are both Georges。
爸爸是 Bush， 哎 ，George， 儿子是 George。
Now both are George。
哦，但是，对了，是，啊，那就不太一样了哈。那个 Junior 是他户口的还是后来加的？为了好分别。
Junior is maybe added later.
我不知道了，你去查一下。
Not sure.
是不是好分别？我们这里有，刚刚我听人家讲说什么中州，我听不懂什么是中州。一个传道中州啊。
Some people refer to Pastor Zhou as the Middle Zhou or the
Middle Zhou。他的名字是 Middle Zhou 吗？
No, no, his name is not really Middle Zhou in Chinese direct translation.
绝对不对，因为我认识他，他的名字不是中州。
Because I know him, he's not.
他户口绝对不是中州的。
His nickname is not
是不是
Middle Zhou.
你改他名字，不是你加了他的名字。
You changed his name or you added his name.
好，那耶稣其实就是父的名字，也是子的名字，也是圣灵。
And so here is the Jesus is the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这是唯一的名。
This is the only name.
我们靠着得救。
And you'll be saved.
这个那个使徒行传四章哈啊十二节告诉我们的。
And so Acts chapter 4 verse 12 it tells us.
所以洗礼一定奉耶稣的名洗礼。
So when we baptize in the name of Lord Jesus.
用其他名都没有效。
If you use any other name, it is irrelevant. It's no use.
好，我看圣那个独一神观就讲这样子。
So let me just conclude the teaching on the one true God here.
好，那继续我们再讲圣灵论哦。
Now we continue to talk about doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
我先相信那个敲钟的了。
I'll leave my
时间到就敲啊。
The time to the timekeeper.
好。那神是什么？
So what is God?
神是灵。
God is spirit.
好。那我们就要讲圣灵呢。
And so let's talk about the Holy Spirit.
其实圣经里面讲那个圣灵哈。
So when the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit,
这是一个长的历史。
It's a history.
神开始工作哈。
Here, God begins His work.
我们用这个画一个四方，就是这是讲整个的宇宙世界哈，神创造。
Let's look at a square and how God created the universe.
神创造之后就有时间空间。
And so when God created, there is the existence of time and space.
这个创造是在神的起初哈。
And so this creation is in the beginning.
In the beginning. 在起初神创造。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
其实这个，那在创世以前呢？
And what about before this time?
神在基督里拣选了我们。
In Christ, that God has chosen us.
这个很奇妙的。
This is a mystery.
当然，如果你不把这个我们用我们现在人讲的话，就是我们嘛，就得救人嘛，哈。
And this basically this refers to we who are saved. This no have no problem there.
至少保罗那个时候是保罗他们那个时候，对我们来讲就是我们呢。
For our generation here, it refers to us. When during times Paul's time is referred to Paul's
time.
So in the time, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Heavens and the earth.
神创造天地是什么样呢？
And so, what is it like when He created the heavens and the earth?
继续念起来，地是空虚混沌，夜面黑暗。
And so verse 2 said, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep.
其实那个时候是一个原始的创造的东西。就是raw material.
Oh, at the time, there was just nothing. It's just raw material.
然后呢，接下来是神的灵运行在水面上。
And then I say the Spirit of God hovering over the face of the waters.
其实第创世纪第一章第一节哈。
So if Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
啊，在起初神创造天地，这个是很大的工程啊。
That in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. This is a mighty work.
啊，那个接下来呢，天地那时候已经有了。起初神创造天地，天地已经有了。
And so at the time from verse 1, there is heavens.
那个时候还没有所谓的第一天呢。
There is no first day yet.
哦，你念圣经是这样念的嘛？哈。
This is how we read the Bible, right?
那个创世纪啊，第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1, Genesis.
好。怎么样？那再来呢？神要一天一天的让它成为有秩序。
And then day by day, God created things to create order.
哦，才神说那个什么，神的灵运行在水面上。
And so here in verse 2 is the Spirit of God hovers over the face of the waters.
嗯，那时候有没有水？
Was there water?
已经有水了。
There's actually water.
这时候是不是记载第一天？还没有第一天之前呢，哈，对不对？
And so this is not even included in the first day. This is before the first day.
来，我们自己看好，他不打出来。
So, 等了好久。Read it ourselves. It's not
okay, 好，谢谢。那这是第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
然后呢？这个时候还没有第一天嘛，对不对
？And so at this time, you can't say it's the first day yet because it's not.
第三节。
Verse 3.
神说要有光，就有了光。
Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
好，那神就看光好的，就把它分开。
And so God saw the light that it was good, and divided the light from darkness.
第五节。
Five.
那个，称光，神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有早上，有晚上，这是第头一日。
So God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and morning was the first day.
这是。接下来一二三天，其实在这个之前，已经天地都有了。
And so before the first day, there was also already the heavens and the earth.
有水了。
And there was water on the earth.
对不对？这个是这样。然后神的灵开始工作。
And then the Spirit of God begins to work.
哦，那我们是在讲圣灵论了，不是在讲创造论哦。
And so let's come back to our topic about.The Holy Spirit, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, not the doctrine of creation.
那个神的灵啊。
And so at that time, there is God's Spirit.
神的灵在做什么？
What is this God's Spirit doing?
就是在让这个说天地，神已经创造了天地，要开始让它有次序，并且能够让人可以住，开始工作的一个最先开始的一个基础。
It is,
神的灵就在工作
providing a foundation for which the heavens and the earth can be a form and of order in which the human race can dwell.
这是一直的哈，一直工作。
This is the consistent work.
其实这整个都是神托住的啦。
This whole work was actually supported by God's hand.
你想说拜高天的神手是像我们这么大、神的手像我们这么大吗？
Is God's hand like our hand?
我们都会想说像这样子，对不对？
We probably think only imagine it like that.
像人的手啊。
Just like our human hand.
你想到神的时候会 像星星的，一定是用人的想法嘛。好了，这是另外一回事。好，那神的灵开始工作。
So here God's spirit begins to work.
所以神是，如果我们讲神是充满宇宙的。
And so like we said, God fills the universe.
神是无所不在的嘛，对不对？
God is omnipotent and omnipresent.
但是在创世的时候，神的灵就运行在水面上。
And so ever since creation, his spirit was hovering over the face of the waters.
这是灵界跟物界的一个接触。
And this is the contact between the spiritual and the physical.
这是神让他有秩序。
So that God can create order.
那接下来呢？
神要 What's next?
神的有一些特殊的工作。
God has some special functions.
特殊的工作神要让人做的时候
and the special work in which God allowed man to do,
神的灵会怎么样充满人
then God's spirit will fill within that man
这是特殊的
that's a special case
好，我们默祷
let's bow our heads in prayer